You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're in a land of fire breathers, of flyers, of dreamers? Ah, yes, I think so. Today's story is about how a dragon with a unique dream realizes his goal. It's called The Tap Dancing Dragon. In the heart of Dragonville, where the mountains kiss the sky and the rivers play peekaboo with the clouds, there lived Bugsy, a dragon with an unusual wish. You see, while most dragons dreamed of hoarding gold, snatching princesses, or breathing the fiercest fire, Bugsy the dragon wanted to tap dance. Every morning when the first rays of sun tiptoed across Dragonville, Bugsby would spread out his blue and green scaled wings and listen to the birds. Not for their chirps or tweets, and certainly not to use as quick flame-broiled snacks. Oh, no, 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 no! Bugsby loved the birds for their sounds. The rhythmic tapping of their tiny feet. Sparrows, robins, even the sassy magpies, they all had their own little dance. And every time Bugsby heard these rhythmic taps, he'd get that same wishful look in his eyes and sigh. Oh, if only I could dance like them. If only I could tap dance. Now, you'd think with those big, powerful claws that tapping would come naturally to Bugsby. You'd think they would make a tippity-tappity sound naturally, much like when you hear your dog or cat trotting across a tiled floor. But no. Every time Bugsby the dragon tried to tap dance, he'd either scorch the ground in frustration or make huge dents with his sharp, tough dragon claws. And sometimes poor Bugsby would even trip over his own feet. Oh, these claws, he'd moan. Why are they always getting in the way? Oh, what I need is a pair of shoes. Tap shoes. Oh, if I just had the right tap shoes to fit on my big, scaly, sharp-clawed dragon feet, oh, I wouldn't just be the best tapper in all of Dragonville. Why, I'd be the best tapping dragon in all the world! Instead of infernally chasing knights around trying to snatch princesses, the princesses would invite me to court to entertain them. Now that would be fun.
But where could a dragon like Bugsby get tap shoes? Bugsby didn't know. It seemed that the market for dragon tap shoes simply didn't exist. Then one day, while Bugsby was sunbathing on a cloud, dreaming about his elusive tap dancing career, he overheard Maddie Magpie chit-chatting about a famous shoemaker who lived in the next valley over from Dragonville.
"Oh, Mr. Tobbler," she chirped. "He's a very fine cobbler. Why, he has such a fantastic name for the job, don't you think? Tobbler the Cobbler and all? Like it was his destiny. And he can craft shoes for anyone, anyone! Why, I've seen him make ballet slippers for porcupines and roller skates for snails."
Bugsby's heart did a happy flutter. "That's it," he exclaimed. "I'll visit Mr. Tobbler and get myself some custom-made tap shoes." So off he flew to the next valley over, following the songs of the magpies until he reached a tiny cottage with a shoe hanging outside. The sign read, "Mr. Tobbler the Cobbler, making dreams come true one shoe at a time." Inside, Mr. Tobbler was a sight to behold. He was as old as the oldest tree and as spry as a spring rabbit. His fingers, nimble and quick, danced over shoes of all shapes and sizes. When Bugsby explained his wish, Mr. Tobbler scratched his chin.
"A dragon wanting to tap dance, now that's something I haven't seen yet. But no worries, we'll get you sorted."
The first pair of tap shoes Mr. Tobbler made for Bugsby were as shiny as a new penny. But when Bugsby tried them on, they shattered like glass. The second pair were strong and sturdy, but oh, so heavy. Bugsby could barely lift his feet. And then came the third, fourth, fifth. Well, let's just say that by the time the 12th pair of tap shoes had been crafted, Bugsby was almost ready to give up. Seeing that Bugsby's spirits had dropped, Mr. Tobbler spoke up.
"You know, Bugsby," he began, "making shoes isn't just about the right material or size. It's about the heart and the soul that we put into them. Your dream, my dear dragon, is unlike any other. And to fulfill it, we need to think outside the shoebox, so to speak."
Together, they set to work with renewed vigor. Bugsby shared his wildest dreams, his favorite songs, and even the dance moves he'd imagined. Mr. Tobbler listened attentively, taking notes and drawing sketches. Days turned into nights and nights into days, until finally, after what felt like a true dragon's age, the perfect pair of tap shoes were ready. They were grand, made with a blend of moonbeams for lightness, stardust for shine, and just a hint of graphene for strength. And most importantly, the shoes were infused with the heart and soul of Bugsby, the dragon who wanted to tap dance more than anything. As Bugsby slid his feet into the tap shoes, he felt elated. These weren't just any tap shoes, they were his tap shoes. With a deep breath, he tapped once, twice, three times, and the ground echoed with the most melodious sound the Cobbler's Valley had ever heard. Bugsby flew off back to Dragonville with his new shoes. He was so excited to take them home. The mountains echoed his rhythm, the rivers danced to his beats, and all of Dragonville gathered to watch Bugsby's magical dance. The birds, the beasts, even the usually grumpy old goblins, they all cheered and clapped. Sure, they'd been skeptical that a dragon could ever tap dance, but now that they were seeing Bugsby's success with their own eyes, they couldn't believe how magical it was. Dragons who had only ever imagined that they would be breathing fire, combating knights, and kidnapping princesses now realized that they could be anything, do anything. Bugsby opened up a dance academy for dragon dreamers, and his classes were always full. But more importantly, Dragonville became a much more diverse community as the dragons inspired by Bugsby started trying all sorts of new things, from pickleball to fashion design, and set the idea that anything was impossible ablaze once and for all. Oh, and Mr. Tobler the Cobbler had all of his dreams fulfilled as well, since the Dragons of Dragonville kept his shop busy from morning until night, ordering everything from sneakers to hiking boots. In fact, Mr. Tobler changed his sign to read, Mr. Tobler the Cobbler, making dragon-sized dreams come true, one shoe at a time. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time!
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.